It's time for him to start his show. It's all about his travels and where you should go.
Expect to hear tips given by experts, so your vacation won't blow.
Welcome to the Travel Show.
Hey, welcome.
Your host is Eric Hastings, and Captain rhymes with Hastings, but have you seen the ratings?
Just so, so.
It's the Travel Show.
Sure. You better believe it is, and it's already 6 minutes after 3 o'clock. Welcome back to this, the most listened to travel radio program in New York City. All right, listen. Thank goodness Michelle Gerson is back on the program. Again, you haven't been on. We've missed you the whole time.
I've missed you, Eric.
Well, how can you not is what I always say. Welcome back. You've been traveling all over the place.
I have. It's been great.
Well, you've been writing fast and furious. Do you find that you write your articles as you go?
Yes, I do. Yeah. And if I don't write them on the plane ride home, it's always, oh my gosh, I have to do the article.
Yeah.
And then it takes, but I just got back from Cancun and Cozumel, so those two articles still need to be written, but I try and do them pretty soon after I get back.
Well, now, you've really taken a little turn in your life. You started with, I mean, I know a lot of people listen to you, been listening to you for years in and around the dial, and you still do other stuff in New Jersey and in Pennsylvania and here in New York and all this, but you really said, you know what, this travel thing, you love it.
I do.
You're totally converted to it.
Yes, yes. And it's always, of course, just when I'm converted to it that other opportunities start arising again. That makes me,
what should
I do? Because I could spend the rest of my life, or at least this part of my life, traveling the globe and be very, very happy.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happens. See, when we talk on this program about the positive power of travel, and we always say that the benefits are outweighing the negatives. And, you know, I know it can be very expensive, and I know you have to budget for it, you have to plan for it, but it's worth it. This is what happens. You start doing it more often, you're like, I can't do anything else.
Yeah.
Then what you do on the times when you're not traveling, it's almost not even that important. Like, you could be a garbage man, you could be a carpet cleaner, it doesn't matter. Because it's like, I'm just doing that till I get to my next trip anyway.
It's true.
Yeah,
it happens.
All right, now what are we doing first? We're going to do Mexico first, right?
Sure, yeah, we'll talk about Los Cabos.
All right, everybody's heard of Cabo San Lucas. What's with the Los Cabos? So let me get my map out.
Okay, well, Los Cabos is comprised of Cabo San Lucas and San Jose del Cabo.
Oh, okay.
So Cabo San Lucas is what people are more familiar with, and it tends to be more of the party area of Los Cabos.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sammy Hagar has his Cabo Wabo Cantina. He has Cabo Wabo Radio there, and it's his bar.
Classic.
And then San Jose del Cabo is a little more laid back, and they have really great restaurants, like this one restaurant I went to called Cassiano's, and just really fine chefs and incredible cuisine. So if you're looking for a little more of a laid back environment, I'd go to San Jose del Cabo, although Cabo San Lucas, beautiful resorts as well, such as the Esperanza, where all the celebrities stay.
Right.
And so there's definitely a place to just relax and unwind in Cabo as well.
How far is the flight, and where do you fly into?
You fly into San Jose del Cabo. I connected, but it was a very easy connection. I would say about the same time it takes to get to California. It was 2.5 hours each segment.
Okay. So did you fly American, or who were you flying?
U.S. Airways.
Could be U.S. Airways. Yeah. Well, yeah, probably out of Philly. Okay,
yeah.
So good. So no problem with the connection. All right, so how long were you there?
I was there for about 5 days.
Wow.
4 nights, yeah.
Did you go by yourself? Were you with a significant other? Were you friends?
I was with a group of journalists, actually.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, very good. And then where did you stay on this trip for you?
We stayed at the Sheraton Hacienda Del Mar.
Oh, okay.
Which I really loved because it was in between your Esperanza, which is really the high-end resort.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was right there. I wouldn't even say it was a notch under. It was a different environment. It was a little more casual, a little more of a party atmosphere, younger people.
Mm-hmm.
So whereas the Esperanza, very exclusive, and if you want total quiet and privacy, that's the perfect resort.
Mm-hmm.
But I really liked the Sheraton. It had a really nice, huge pool, a nice spa, gym.
Nice.
Pool was right on the beach.
Oh,
yeah,
I love that.
It was gorgeous.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Is there a better time of year to visit, or is there peak season, shoulder season? Do you have that information? We'll find it if you don't have it handy.
Yeah, well, I know when we went, and I went about a month ago, it was very nice, and I believe that was off season.
Yeah.
So I would say peak season, probably winter,
okay.
Just like, you know, it is, because it's below California.
Okay.
But it's gorgeous all year round.
Yeah, you loved it.
Yeah, oh, I really did. It was beautiful.
Family's okay. You saw plenty to do with the kids. You saw enough kids down there, but not too many.
Yes, and there are resorts that if you want to go without children, there's the option to stay at those resorts. And then yes, there's also resorts catering to families.
But if you've done a Mexican destination recently within the last couple of years, is there anything that we're missing? If we're coming back, I mean, are there things we have to do while we're there, in your opinion? What would they be?
Yeah, I would say, in Cabo, because I've been to a few of the Mexican destinations recently, Riviera Maya,
right.
Cancun. In Cabo, they're really known. I don't know if you've ever seen the pictures of the arch. So that's famous. So I would say you kayak out to there, check out Lover's Beach, Divorce Beach.
Right.
They're right next to each other.
Right.
Really nice snorkeling. Unfortunately, when we were there, the waters were a little rough, so we couldn't go snorkeling.
Couldn't do a snorkel. Okay.
Right. But and also Cabo Dolphins is there. So if you want to swim with the dolphins, that was a great experience.
Gotta do that.
So yeah, that made me smile.
Well, now see, nice. Now this is what I like about you. Not only do you do those destinations, which I would consider to be a marquee destination, it's not real hard to say, hey, how'd you like to go to paradise for a week?
Right.
Sure, I'll swing right now. But then you also just did a Nashville trip.
That's
which
right.
I think we should talk about in moments. Do you mind if I do a quick break? We have to do a thing.
Sure.
And we will return. It is the Travel Show. If you've not been to Nashville, you have to listen to this information. And don't forget, Hugh Crean will also be here before the end of the show from Faircast.com. More tips on how to navigate the websites, especially when it comes to airfare, next on WABC.